under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet of God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Friday TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, November 17th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Text line is open 231-360-5140. If you want to make a comment into the show, please be relevant, on topic, to the conversation. Greatly appreciate it. Got lots of interviews lined up, lots of great information for you today. You may want to get out a piece of paper and pencil, pen, be able to take some notes if you would like, or just be ready to get a text message. A lot of text messages going to be sent out today, lots of information to share with you guys. So greatly appreciate you being part of the show. Again, 231-360-5140. This segment actually brought to you by the event that is coming up on Saturday, December 2nd. Jay's Sporting Goods, Antrim County Conservative Union, hosting a workshop, a crash course. Information that you need. Robert's Rules of Order. What is it? Parliamentary procedures for running meetings. Any meeting that falls under the Open Meetings Act most likely is operating under Robert's Rules of Order, especially if you walk into the meeting and they hand you an agenda. If they hand you an agenda, they're using Robert's Rules of Order, even if they don't know so. They may not even willingly know that they're operating under Robert's Rules of Order, but they are. The agenda lays out the meeting, exactly how the meeting is going to be run. Chairman may open up with a Pledge of Allegiance, a prayer, and then call for a motion to approve the agenda. Agendas are prepared ahead of time by the chairman, perhaps the secretary. They send them out at least 72 hours in advance. People get the agenda. They know what the meeting is. They know how to prepare for the meeting. It's up to the chairman to decide whether or not he allows any amendments to the agenda. That's totally the chairman's call. That's one of the benefits of being the chairman. You get to conduct, run the meeting. Per the agenda, it gets a motion to the floor to approve the agenda. It's seconded, supported, discussion, vote. There you have your meeting. Now they're off and running. We're going to teach you all that. We're going to also teach you the Michigan State Constitution. Thanks to State Representative Neil Friske, who provided all the copies of it for us. You're going to learn this. You're going to know it. So text me event, and I'll text you back the flyer and the link to the website, acconservatives.org. Read the post, follow the instructions, make your donation for your tickets, for your registration. You'll get an email receipt from our PayPal account, not your PayPal account, ours, and that's your ticket. You'll be put on the spreadsheet, and Ms. Sherry LaFave will be able to check you in. 9:30, the doors will open. The Headwaters Conference Room is on the north side between the donut shop and the main entrance to Jay's Sporting Goods. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Got a couple of text messages during the break. Randy, what is the deadline to register for the class? It's been extended until 5 p.m. tomorrow, November 18th. We found a new source for the books and the guide. that we have to order. Problem is, we're heading into Thanksgiving. We're heading into Black Friday sales. And so they can't guarantee us that they'll get the books and the guides to us if we wait perhaps until Monday or Tuesday, Thanksgiving being on Thursday, the 27th, this coming Thursday. Then we're heading into that weekend of Black Friday sales, shipping, and then we're dealing with that time period between Thanksgiving and the beginning of the month, getting too close to Saturday, December 2nd, the day of the class. Now, I am going to reach out to them and see if there's any way possible that we could extend it to Monday, this coming Monday, the 20th. But that's going to run into Thanksgiving and the Thanksgiving weekend and Black Friday. So just to be safe, get registered before 5 p.m. tomorrow. I know a lot of people are waiting for payday. So that's what we ask that you do. Again, we got a great show lined up for you today. Yesterday, I kind of ended the show on a little bit of a downer. I apologize for that. You read these stories and you just sit there and shake your head and you're like, I can't believe these people are doing this. But they are. And one thing that you have to understand, and I guess this falls on us, the fact that we, the people, constantly looking at these bills, the motivation behind them, the sponsors, follow the money. Always, always, always follow, follow, follow the money. You know, one of the things I think that people sometimes forget, especially when they elect their officials, they trust that what they said on the campaign trail, what these candidates tell us, their motivations for running, what their values are, what their principles are, how do they think? We feel we get to know these people. Perhaps we might feel that we like them. Don't fall into that trap. When you're vetting candidates, it's not whether or not you like the person. They're interviewing for a job. You need to treat them like you're the boss. You're running a business. That being, of course, your life, your family's budget, the way you enjoy your God-given rights and freedoms. Everybody has a different opinion as to what's important to them. You have to understand this is the basis for basically the two-party system. Republicans tend to think with their DNA, with information, evidence, what they perceive to be the truth, facts, common sense. This is what they use as their barometer when they talk to candidates. Well, the other side of thinking is based on emotion. Although they claim to say, you know, follow the science, this is what we do, follow the science. No, kind of not really. Follow the science if it fits your agenda. Follow the science if the science agrees with your agenda, with your policies, with your way of thinking. When the science doesn't, they don't use that science. Case in point, all of the studies, all the information that we know scientifically, fact-based science, windmills and solar panels don't generate enough power, doesn't have the battery capacity to store the power they do generate to provide us with enough power to run the state's electric grid. But you see, that doesn't fit their agenda. Greenhouse gases causing the end of the world, climate change. All these things don't fit the narrative of the science, so they don't talk about the science. Or they make up the science. Studies have shown that solar farms cause no problems to the ground, to the earth, to the underground water aquifers. There's never, ever any risk in putting up solar panels. Studies shown that? Really? Show me the study. Well, I don't have it. Of course you don't have it because you just made it up. It's not true. But yet, that's how they do it. And one of the things you have to understand is you vet these people running for office. You need to follow through on that vein of questioning. When they say they support the Second Amendment, ask him to tell you what it is. Does it have anything to do with hunting? Oh, yes, I'm a lifelong hunter. I've been a member of the NRA my entire life. Okay, your entire life? Since you were 1 year old, right? Two-year-old baby, you were a member of the NRA. And that's a bald-faced lie right there. Where do you stand on liberties and freedoms in the Constitution? Not just the U.S. Constitution, but the state Constitution. Is there anything in there that you disagree with? Oh, no. I absolutely agree with it 100%. Really? Senator John DeMuth, you agree with everything is in the U.S. Constitution and the state Constitution. Yes, I do. I took an oath of office, both as a state representative and again as a state senator, and I put my hand on the Bible, the Lord's book, and I absolutely swore, so help me God, to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution and the state of Michigan Constitution. Really? Then why did you vote against Article 1, Section 6 of the Michigan State Constitution? Refresh my memory? No, there's no refreshing of your memory. You've never even read it. You don't even know what it says. There's no refreshing your memory on that, sir. Come on, be honest with the people. Have you ever sat down and taken the time to read Michigan State Constitution? Yes or no? Well, I looked at it. Have you read it? No, you got me. I've never read it. Of course you haven't read it. Because if you had read it in the very first page of Michigan's state constitution, at the bottom of the very first page, Article 1, Section 6, you would not have voted to ban firearms from the state capitol building. That simple. So let's kind of be specific here, Senator DeMuth. You need to resign your office. Excuse me? Well, you voted and you went totally against our state constitution. You went totally against it when you voted to ban firearms from the Capitol building. So my only question to you, sir, when do you plan to resign? You cannot put your hand on a Bible, take an oath of office, and then vote to violate Article 1, Section 6, bearing of arms. Quote, every person has a right to keep and bear arms for the defense of himself and the state, period, end quote. It's that simple. You violated that oath. Therefore, sir, you must resign. Oh, he's not going to like that one at all. Oh, no, 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 no. But it's true. Read Article 1, Section 6, bearing of arms to him. Bearing of arms. Every person has a right to keep and bear arms for the defense of himself and the state. What does keep mean? Keep means have on your possession, to keep it. Whether it's physically on your body or in your purse or in your briefcase, in your vehicle, in your home, you get and have the right to keep it. What does and bear arms mean? Bear, in the event you feel threatened for your safety, you may bear it. You may use it. You may show it as an incentive to eliminate that threat. Not saying that you can brandish it, you can point it at people. Not saying that in any way, shape, or form. But as a responsible firearm owner, you know how it could be shown. Some people wear open carry holsters. They go into stores. They go into places of business. They walk out among us. They go to the post office, whatever. Can actually even go into a school. Technically, the way the laws are written, if it's opened, carried, exposed, and you have a CPL license. Again, if you're meeting man's, not God's, but man's made up laws. So we have a very simple question to ask. Do you really support and will you defend the U.S. Constitution and the state constitution? It's that simple. Most Democrats have a fear of firearms, deathly afraid of them. Most of them probably never even taken the training and shot one. Because if they did, they may come to realize a loaded firearm, even with the safety off, can sit on a table, can sit on a bench, on a countertop, wherever it is placed, and that firearm will never, never, never go off. It will not fire itself. It requires a human being to put their finger on the trigger and to pull that trigger. But they won't even touch a loaded gun. The sight of it scares them to death. Facts, evidence, and truth, common sense, versus how they feel, emotions. Bottom of the hour news break. Todd Smallenberg is coming up. We'll be right back.
Michigan.